Newmarket Today continues its fifth annual tradition of marking the giving season by celebrating Newmarket's community angels, the people whose kindness, compassion and community spirit help make our town one of the best to live in the country. Family, food and giving back with gratitude are baked into the heart and soul of Anne Marie Million. The Newmarket caterer and owner of A Million Mouthfuls Catering is renowned not only for her fresh, seasonal food personalized to her customers' unique preferences, but for her generosity and support of community organizations and causes, and abiding compassion for those in need. This year, she fulfilled a long-held wish to host a catering event in support of nonprofits. "I've always wanted to do an event that gave back to a community charity. But I have so many affiliations, how do I pick one?" she said. So, she partnered with Lynette Lanning of Neighbor Media to launch a social media campaign to create awareness and have supporters vote for their charity of choice, narrowing it down to the top three to attend a ticketed event catered by A Million Mouthfuls. Catering for a Cause was a delicious success, raising $10,000 for Community Living Central York, and $3,000 each for York Region Food Network and Chats. "Giving back is deep-rooted for her. It comes from my parents, they were always very involved. My mom was always helping people, it didn't matter who it was or what it was. Her parents were active in the community. Her father, Brian, as a longtime coach for the Newmarket Redmen and Newmarket Flyers, and her mother as a volunteer with local organizations, including helping to raise funds with Whipper Watson for the rehabilitation pool at York County Hospital. The family table at Christmas was always full, usually with 25 to 30 people," she said. "Anybody who didn't have anybody, or a Christmas meal to go to, was invited. In fact, much of her passion for bringing joy and comfort through food comes from those meals organized by her mother, Melva, and grandmother for family and guests. It was, always try to help people if you can, because what goes around, comes around, but it's part of feeling good, and part of what we should do if we are lucky enough to be able to," she said. Her other mentor for community engagement and giving back was Dalt Hicks, the owner of Cardinal Golf Club, where she worked for nearly three decades as director of hospitality and sales. "He was very engaged in the community. He huge about that. He was always saying, let's see how we can help we people." She continued that philosophy when she launched A Million Mouthfuls Catering. Million makes a monthly donation of lunch meals for 10 people taking part in the day program at Doan House Hospice, and supports church meal programs with fresh food and hot meals. She also regularly supports nonprofits, including Northridge Church of the Salvation Army, Southlake Foundation, Newmarket Food Pantry, Abuse Hurts, Chats, Women's Center of York Region. Actually, too many to name. Whether it's catering fundraising events, hosting pop-ups in support of charities, or providing gift certificates and silent auction prizes and sponsoring causes and events. At times, it's as simple as delivering a meal to an individual or family that she hears is in need, or dropping off food to the Newmarket community fridge. She most recently supported Deb Hatton, who organized a free community lunch on Christmas Day, and she's hoping to do a similar event at Thanksgiving meal herself. "It's difficult to turn away a request," she said, with a rueful grin, "and much of what she does is with absolutely no need for public recognition. Sometimes it's just little things. My husband says to me, you never say no to people, but I rarely say no, it pulls at my heartstrings. I was very lucky, my parents worked hard at their own businesses. We weren't wealthy, but we always had what we needed, and gathering together was important." She said she is particularly passionate about charities supporting women and families. In her newly opened 1,000-square-foot kitchen studio on Mullock Drive, she plans to hold cooking events, both for and in support of nonprofit organizations. There, Million's collaborative spirit extends to other food providers in the community, and she's planning a series of cooking workshops featuring their foods and skills. Just as giving back and being involved was ingrained in her soul by her parents, she is ensuring that generosity and kindness continues to thrive in her community, passing along those traits to her four children with Paul Osborne and now her grandchildren. "I say to my grandkids, you are very lucky, so it's always good to help others, without judgment," she said.